You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Following our previous kōrero with Ricardo Menendez March, one of the projects included in the recently announced fast track list is a construction project that would increase the capacity of Pare Moremo, Auckland Prison. The project would add a series of new rooms, floors, and beds to the prison, which would double the prison's inmate capacity from 600 to 1,200 inmates. The announcement has been criticized and denounced by prison reform activists in Aotearoa, with one of their concerns being that, without adequate staffing to accommodate an increase in prisoners, the upgrades would lead to chaos and more antisocial behavior at Auckland Prison. I spoke to Emi Rakete, a lecturer in social sciences at the University of Auckland and founder of People Against Prisons Aotearoa, to discuss the announcement of fast-tracked upgrades to Auckland Prison. Can you tell us about your initial reaction to hearing about plans to double the capacity of Pare Moremo, or Auckland Prison, in the fast-track project list?
I mean, I was angry. I think most people were angry seeing the fast-track list. I mean, there's a pile of bad projects that couldn't have gone across the line any other way. Polluting, dangerous, unwanted by the community. It's just a bunch of stuff that nobody actually wants to see get done. So I was annoyed. But I also wasn't surprised. The minister is currently sitting on advice showing that the prison population could be as high as 13,600 by 2028. Because this government has so aggressively pursued policies that will drive the prison population up. As overcrowding gets worse, the government's going to be scrambling for ways to fit more people into prisons. And so we've seen in the last few years an increase in double bunking, and that has tragic consequences like the murder of Andrew Chanchui in Mount Eden Prison 2 weeks ago. But it also leads to kind of policy changes, and moves like this one are just a part of that. New Zealand is an incredibly highly incarcerated society, and there's kind of not capacity for more prisons in this country. And so this is a really, really bad idea. Pare Moremo is a violent, dangerous hole, and there's no way to double it in size without causing rapes, stabbings, and riots.
Was Auckland Prison dealing with overcrowding or any other issues that would require upgrades to increase its capacity in the first place?
That's absolutely the argument that the minister and the corrections bureaucrats have been presenting. They've said simply there's a problem of too many people, and so the only way to respond to that is by building more prisons and putting in more prison beds. And frankly, that's completely backwards. The problem is not that we haven't got enough prisons. The problem is that we have an insane, doomed commitment to austerity, to punishing the poor, and to driving up the prison population. We don't have too few prison beds. We have too many prisoners. This government needs to reverse course and start implementing policies that can address the structural causes of crime, and that means giving people the things that they need, investing in housing, education, healthcare, employment, addiction treatment, and it means taking immediate steps to reduce the prison population. We could repeal the horribly failed Bail and Amendment Act from 2013, which was responsible for the majority of the increase in the remand prison population, and we would immediately see this pressure on prison capacity disappear basically overnight. But this is an ideological commitment on the government's part. They are committed to austerity to the poor. They are committed to dumping billions and billions of dollars in free gifts to the rich, and they are using mass incarceration as a way of managing the crises and contradictions that come out of that decision. They are deliberately causing the prison population to go up because it allows them to scapegoat the poor, the dangerous classes, for economic decisions which they have made purely in the interests of the bourgeoisie. It is nothing more than class war.
Can you tell us about the implications that increasing the population of Auckland Prison will have without adequate staffing to manage that increase?
Yeah, I mean, the staffing question is one of the most fundamental ones here. Corrections already acknowledges that it is operating well below the staffing levels it would need to safely manage the prison population, which it currently has. Corrections advice actually already wrote off the idea of expanding Mount Eden Prison because staffing it is categorically impossible. In the 10 years that I've been doing prison abolitionist organizing, Corrections has been aggressively recruiting that entire time because they do not have enough staff and they will never be able to find them. People in this country know that it is bad, racist, harmful work, and they are not stepping forward to do a shift at the racism factory. So If Parewari Mall was doubled in size, it would immediately be badly understaffed. During the lockdown period, Parewari Mall unilaterally decided that they were going to stop giving incarcerated people their minimum entitlement time outside of cells and shifted to only unlocking people once every 2 days. This was solitary confinement, a violation of international law, a violation of the Corrections Act, but it was something that Parewari prison management decided to do because they did not have enough staff. There is absolutely no way they will be able to meet these legal requirements if they double the prison population. It's simply an insane prospect. It's hard to overstate how bad this idea is.
Would you advocate for an increase in staffing at Parewari Mall and prisons across Aotearoa as well?
I mean, it doesn't even matter if I do or don't advocate for increased staffing. It just can't happen. Corrections has found every person in the country who wants to be a prison guard. There are not many of them because everyone understands that it is bad, damaging work. People don't want to be torturers, and that's what they're being asked to do when Corrections tries to sign them up. So Corrections won't be able to find the staff to run these new mega prisons that they're trying to build. It just isn't going to happen. Corrections is to the point of trying to fly in workers from the Pacific to take jobs as prison officers, and they still aren't able to meet their minimum staffing requirements. There's no one on the planet who's going to take these jobs. It's not possible for Corrections to run the facilities that they're talking about building.
How would you describe the conditions at Parewari Mall in general?
So Parewari Mall has always been probably the most disgusting of New Zealand's prisons. It's always been one of the most dangerous. It's a maximum high security unit. So horrible. But it was actually rebuilt to be nicer only about 10 years ago under the last national government. The argument then was that if they made the prison better, if they built better facilities, if they expanded it, then they would see better outcomes. And that never happened. A few years ago, Corrections built the so-called Prisoners of Extreme Risk Unit. At the time, it was pitched as something, an extreme exception to the norm. It was going to be used to house the Christchurch shooter and conditions of basically total solitary confinement. And he's the worst guy that we have in the country, and so most people were okay with the construction of a unit to hold just him. But immediately, Corrections started saying, well, we've got all this space in here. Why don't we put the second worst guy in the country here? What about the third worst guy, fourth worst guy? And they worked their way down the list. And now there is this torture chamber, a kind of prison within a prison at Parry, where people are held in conditions of total isolation, where there is no provision of any kind of rehabilitative services, where staff hate their jobs, where people are deprived of all human contact for years at a time. A recent Ombudsman report into the Prison of Extreme Risk Unit at Parewari Mall found that some people in that unit have been held in solitary confinement for 3 straight years at this point with no sign of ever being let out. So Parewari Mall is a dungeon. I think a medieval dungeon is probably the most honest way to describe what I've seen there. It's one of the saddest, most horrifying places in the country. The idea of doubling it in size is shameful. I'm embarrassed that I had to read that proposition.
And lastly, I think you may have touched on this earlier, but is there any other reason why you think the government might be trying to fast-track capacity increases at Auckland Prison, aside from projected increases in the prison population?
So the fast-track bill is a way of the government, by fiat, going ahead with projects that were never going to get across the line in any other way. And the community in Parewari Mall don't want to see this prison doubled in size. It's going to gobble up land that people use for stuff. There is like parkland near there, which is going to be turned into torture chambers. It's going to require big changes in the logistics of the area. There's going to need to be a lot of new construction. It's definitely going to have an effect on property prices for people who care about those kinds of things. It's going to make the community a busier, harsher, more of a crowded, more environmentally polluted place. They were never going to get community support for this expansion. And so rather than doing things that people want, the government is pushing ahead by fiat to approve it through fast track. That's what this is for. But look, I believe in the idea of the state. I believe that we can, as human beings, have a tool that represents the popular will of the people. And this isn't that. This is a dictatorship of the rich for the rich who are perfectly happy to use you know, the colour of law, to just unilaterally impose decisions that only the rich want or could benefit from. And things could be different, but only if we organised and fought for the rights, for the interests of the working class in this country. Until we do that, we're going to get mega prisons, we're going to get humiliation, we're going to get deprivation, we're going to get suffering. And the rich are going to keep getting richer, and the poor are going to keep getting prison.
And that was Emi Rakete from the University of Auckland and People Against Prisons Aotearoa talking to us about the announcement of fast-tracked upgrades to Auckland Prison. We'll be right back after a quick break. In line with the recent announcement of Laneway's lineup, we're going to be playing a track by one of the artists that will be performing then. This is Jeans by Two Hollis. Enjoy, guys.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.